When you're little, your parents seem immortal. They're not. Sooner or later, most of us get the kind of call that I got, and maybe you've gotten. A parent is gone. In my case, the hospital called to say my mom had been admitted due to a medical emergency, but her body gave out, and she was gone. No matter what the circumstances, the death of someone you love is always a shock, even if you maybe knew it was coming. When you're the only living child and your other parent is already gone, there's this numbing list of arrangements you suddenly have to make. Thankfully, that wasn't the case with my mom. Mercifully, funeral arrangements had been made and paid for years in advance. I'm Ron Hutchcraft. I want to have a word with you today about the most important arrangements you will ever make. It was a real blessing to have funeral arrangements made in advance, believe me. But my mother had made much more important pre-arrangements for the day she died. And those arrangements were the greatest blessing of all. Years ago, my mom had made a choice that guaranteed she would be in heaven for all eternity. These are the most important arrangements you will ever make or fail to make. God knows we're so busy living that we don't give much thought to dying. In fact, we generally try to avoid thinking about death as much as possible until we're looking in the casket at someone we've just lost. It's hard to look face to face at death like that and not think, where will I be when it's me there? This isn't about being morbid. It's about being ready. If I know I'm prepared for something that's coming up, I don't have to keep thinking about it. It's settled. There's nothing more critical for you to settle than your eternal destination. Avoiding those arrangements carries a price too high to pay. That's why the Bible says in Amos 4, verses 12 and 13, our word for today from the Word of God, prepare to meet your God. He who forms the mountains, creates the wind, and treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God Almighty is his name. It is this awesome God who will decide when you and I will take our last breath, when eternity will begin for each and every one of us. The Bible says that you and I actually have an appointment with our Creator. The time when the old-timers used to say, you quote, meet your Maker. God's book says man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment. A divine appointment, the nearness of which we cannot know, and judgment for every wrong thing we have ever done. See, when you face God, it's too late to make your arrangements then. That's got to be done here and now. So many people think they'll get to heaven by being good. They're wrong. They're eternally wrong. The Bible clearly explains it is by grace, that's undeserved love, that you have been saved through faith. And this is the gift of God. Hear this now, not by works. All our good can't possibly cancel our sin, because sin has the eternal death penalty, and a death penalty can't be paid by doing good. Somebody's got to die, and someone did. Jesus did. So you don't have to. Your only hope is grabbing him like a drowning person would grab a rescuer. And if you've never done that, you are not, in the Bible's words, quote, prepared to meet your God. But you can be, beginning today. You can actually know from this moment on, you're going to heaven when you die, because the sin that would keep you out of heaven has been forever forgiven by the one who died for that sin. Your spiritual rescue begins the moment you say, Jesus, I'm putting my total trust in you and what you did on the cross for me. I am yours. Our website is basically there to help you be sure you belong to Jesus. Let me give you that web address. It's anewstory.com. Would you check it out today? Anewstory.com. See, there is no greater peace. There is no greater security than to know that your arrangements for eternity have all been made. This very day, you can prepare to meet your God.